Selling poll, Matt Hancock is proud to be dyslexic. Okay, so? By James Delling poll on March 17, 2021. Britain's Health Secretary Matt Hancock may be the most hated person in the country after Piers Morgan, but he is in truth the heroic and lovable figure who deserves nothing but admiration and empathy. Or at least that's what his spin doctors were presumably trying to tell us when they advised him to put out this ludicrous tweet. So Matt Hancock is dyslexic? Is that supposed to put a different perspective on what this power-crazed loon has done to the country this last 12 months? The United Kingdom, once a thriving, proud and prosperous nation, has been reduced to a gasping hulk with a huge, insatiable, parasitical National Health Service attached, draining it of its lifeblood. Meanwhile, the people of Britain have, thanks to Hancock's relentless scaremongering and psyops, lost all sense of the spirit that won the Blitz, and Waterloo, Trafalgar, Blenheim, the war against Spain and the Armada, Cressy etc., lost their nerve and their sense of perspective, and retreated cowering to their homes. Hancock has probably done more than any minister in history to bring about the ruination of Britain. As a member of Parliament, Hancock's job is to be answerable to the public. As Secretary of State for Health, he is directly responsible for the nation's physical well-being. Sure, I guess being compassionate towards people who can't spell or read with ease might come somewhere within his remit. But it seems an odd thing to prioritize, or, indeed, mention at all, when there are so many more pressing concerns right now. What, for example, about the tens of thousands of people who have died, or are going to die, because their cancers have not been diagnosed or treated? What about the increased numbers of suicides and suicide attempts, prompted in part by the loneliness and despair of lockdowns? What about the elderly, dying alone, unable to say their last goodbyes to their loved ones? Prompting Lawrence Fox's brilliant line that nobody should say their last goodbyes to anybody on an iPad ever again. Does Hancock seriously imagine that the horrors he has inflicted on the country can somehow be mitigated by a virtue-signaling tweet about his personal struggles with dyslexia? If he really does, then dyslexia is the least of his problems. Indeed, I'd suggest it's a sign of psychopathic tendencies so manifest that he perhaps ought to be sectioned in a high-security mental health institution, in the interests of public safety. Happily, to judge by the responses to his tweet, I'm not the only one to have retained a sense of proportion. Here are some of the comments. It's not your dyslexia that's the problem, it's your dishonesty. And, lockdown is freedom, poverty is happiness, dyslexia is strengthening, weirdo. And, my personal favorite, a reference to his involvement in the £18 billion cash for cronies scandal, including handing a multi-million pound contract for PPE equipment to his local pub landlord. So that's why you couldn't understand the contracts you, so, easily signed off. Quite.